What Spencer Pratt's AI videos tell us about future of election campaigns. In a video generated using artificial intelligence, flames lick the Los Angeles night sky as the famous Hollywood sign burns brightly. The scene shifts to a Gotham-inspired building where Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, cast as the Joker, sits atop a throne, clutching a gavel and wearing a smeared red smile. A mother on her hands and knees begs Bass to remove homeless drug addicts who make the streets unsafe for her children. A man whose home burned down in a wildfire is dragged before her, where he pleads to rebuild. Enter Spencer Pratt as Batman-styled superhero, ready to change the status quo and clean up the city. No one believed that Pratt, a former television reality star, had a chance to become Los Angeles's next mayor. In 2007, on MTV's The Hills, he was the troublemaking boyfriend and later husband of Heidi Montag. As a registered Republican running as an independent, his odds of pulling out a win in deep blue Los Angeles seemed a pipe dream. His chances got better when the AI videos began going viral. Pratt, who lost his home in the Palisades fire and now parks an RV on his burned-out lot, has said he wants to fix the city's disaster response. He's also campaigning to remove homeless encampments and enforce laws against public drug use. The Joker video received millions of views on social media. It was produced by AI creator Charles Curran, a Pratt supporter. Curran followed up with two more AI videos, again casting Pratt as the hero and Bass as the villain. One shows her as Star Wars Darth Vader, and in the latest, she's portrayed as Marvel's Thanos. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, a 2016 presidential contender, said in a May 5th post on X that the Joker video was maybe the best political ad of the year. Other AI creators have joined in, including AI video producer TBC, which shared a video on X depicting Bass in a stark map room, illuminated by bare light bulbs, and her staff dressed in gray uniforms reminiscent of communist regimes. In the TBC production, Bass laments the effect that Pratt's AI videos have had on her campaign. The video ends with her saying, "The race might be lost, but if you think I am giving up this office, you are sorely mistaken." Dangerous trend. In real life, Bass has condemned the fictitious videos. "Actually, I think it's a very dangerous trend," she said during a May 13th CNN interview. His social media is now taking on a violent turn, she said, stating that the tomatoes being thrown at her in the Joker video looked like blood. Bass said demonizing people in these videos could provoke people who are unstable. She said that voters in her city are upset and acknowledged that Pratt is capitalizing on that by painting himself as a savior. "I think that plays into people's desperation, and I think oftentimes we look for someone superhuman to save us," she said. "The reality is it never happens. Those are fictional characters. Future is now." Recent AI-produced fictional campaign videos could signal the future, but some say that the future has already arrived. "I don't think it's just the future of campaigning. I think it's the present as well," Jeff Burton, a California-based GOP strategist and founding partner of Maven Advocacy Partners, told the Epoch Times. In Los Angeles, Nima Ramani, a legal analyst who also sits on the University of California, Los Angeles Board of Political Science, said he thinks campaigns will gravitate to AI ads given Pratt's success. Ramani told the Epoch Times that AI offers a cost-effective alternative to the high cost of producing a television campaign ad. "The use of AI in politics hasn't been without controversy. Some have condemned it as misleading." The debate over AI in politics intensified in April 2023, when the Republican National Committee released an attack ad aimed at President Joe Biden, who was seeking a second term. The ad was made entirely with AI-generated images depicting an apocalyptic future should he win. Since returning to office, President Donald Trump has also used AI tools. One notable example of the shift is an AI video that the president posted on his Truth Social account, in which he and Elon Musk appear in Trump Gaza. The video showed Gaza transformed from a war zone into a prosperous, beautiful area featuring a giant golden statue of Trump. Other politicians have also adopted AI-generated content. In Texas, Republican Senate primary candidates Attorney General Ken Paxton and Senator John Cornyn have used AI ads against each other. Paxton's camp ran one in January, featuring a fake dance scene with Cornyn and Representative Jasmine Crockett, who lost her bid in the Democratic Senate primary. In May, Cornyn retaliated with his own AI video of Paxton in a fictitious Love Shack parody with mistresses. The video capitalized on an alleged affair that became part of Paxton's 2023 impeachment trial. Also in May, Oklahoma Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Motzey cried foul when an AI political attack ad depicted him in a fictitious scene cozying up to Democrat and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who ran for president in 2016. Remarkable underdog. Aside from Pratt, the other candidate with a shot is Nithya Raman, a Los Angeles City Council member and Democrat who's generally considered further left than base. A recent Emerson poll shows base leading, with Pratt in second place and Raman in third. There is an age divide in the mayoral primary. 47% of voters over 60 break for base, while 25% support Pratt and 6% Raman. Spencer Kimball, executive director of Emerson College Polling, said in a statement. Voters under 40 break for Raman at 31%, followed by base at 20%, and Pratt at 13%. A Signal poll conducted May 15th to May 18th of 500 likely nonpartisan primary voters showed that Pratt was gaining ground. In polling, an initial ballot asks voters who they will vote for, with little to no information provided. In an informed ballot, respondents are asked again and given additional information, such as the candidate's policy positions. Pratt moved from 22% to 25% on the informed ballot, pulling even with base at 25%. Base is flat, capped out, and carrying the weight of a city voters believe is headed in the wrong direction, Signal CEO Brent Buchanan said in a statement. It has been 25 years since a Republican served as mayor in Los Angeles. The last one was Dick Riordan. He was a two-term mayor elected in 1993, who left office in 2001. Cashing in. In Los Angeles, if a candidate wins more than 50% of the vote in the nonpartisan June 2nd primary, he or she wins the election outright. Otherwise, the top two vote-getters advance to the general election in the nonpartisan race. Romani said Pratt's social media campaign has helped him level the playing field to a degree in a city dominated by Democrats. The latest campaign finance records show that Pratt's war chest exploded during the last reporting period, raising $2.72 million from mid-April to mid-May. That's nearly 10 times more than Base's $283,000 during the same period. Pratt reported a total of $3.26 million in contributions, putting him ahead of Base, who has $3.13 million. Math problem. Pratt lacks the institutional and political muscle that California Democrats command. Christina Antello, principal at Ferox Strategies in Washington, told the Epoch Times via email that Pratt is going to run into a math problem. LA is a city where Trump only ever got a quarter of the city's vote, Antello said. So Pratt would have to double Trump's vote and nearly get 43% of the Democrats' vote. Although a Pratt win is possible, it's not probable, Burton said. Pratt's ground game to get out the vote remains a critical part of a successful campaign, he said. It's hard to go up against the Democratic machine in LA or any of California, Burton said. Burton said Pratt's performance during the May 6th mayoral debate caught people's attention. Pratt had a decent audience before the debate, but things really took off afterward, he said. The real impact was his debate performance a few weeks ago, where it showed that he was real, Burton said. AI videos on their own aren't going to do much for a campaign. Correction. A previous version of this article misspelled the name of Representative Jasmine Crockett. The Epoch Times regrets the error.